What about bevacizumab adjuvant studies? Of course, that's where it's all getting really exciting. Where are we right now?
The adjuvant pilot trial is openly enrolling patients within ECOG, and just within the last 2 days has been activated within the NCCTG. That trial is one that I think is really critically important to us, because we would be looking at adding bevacizumab to an anthracycline-based treatment regimen. And there to date is roughly 100 patients total who have ever been treated with anthracyclines and bevacizumab combined. And all of those studies have raised some question of increased cardiac toxicity.
What's the exact regimen?
The chemotherapy regimen in the adjuvant pilot trial uses the dose-dense AC followed by paclitaxel, as was used in the CALGB 9741 study. And that trial is up and running now. It's actually looking at two different cohorts. So the first cohort has bevacizumab added with the anthracycline at the very beginning and throughout the therapy. The second cohort holds off and adds the bevacizumab with the paclitaxel and is sort of our backup if we do see cardiac toxicity issues with the combined administration, so that we'll have safety data with both strategies.
So we're going to have bevacizumab and Neulasta, and I can hear the concerns about cost, but hopefully it'll work.
This is the adjuvant pilot trial, which is a total of 212 patients. The full adjuvant trial is going to use a slightly different chemotherapy backbone that won't require growth factors. Now, certainly adding bevacizumab is going to add markedly to the cost, but if we can get the same sort of results, that benefit may suddenly seem worth that cost.
So why are you using a different chemo backbone in the pilot than in the real?
I wrote them 2.5 years apart.
Interesting.
Using AC on an every 3 week basis, followed by weekly paclitaxel, will be the chemotherapy backbone in the full adjuvant trial. And that was based on a couple of biologic considerations and a couple of practical considerations. The biologic consideration is that I really wanted to use a weekly taxane regimen, because the biggest support for moving this into the adjuvant setting is the E2100 data, which used a weekly taxane schedule. I don't have direct data to say we wouldn't have gotten the same improvements within every 3 week or every 2 week taxane schedule, but the data we have is with weekly. So we would like to use that regimen as close as possible as we move into the adjuvant setting.
Yeah, we don't need to edit it out. I mean, it's just things are changing, and the way people view things are changing pretty fast.
The biggest part of the biologic rationale, a sort of secondary rationale, was looking at the subset analyses from the CALGB trial and the recently reported E1199 trial in the ER-negative patients, where most of the benefit seemed to be obtained. The hazard ratios for the dose-dense regimen and the hazard ratio for the weekly paclitaxel regimen were essentially identical. It was a hazard ratio of 1.3. Now, those were different trials, slightly different patient populations, done at slightly different times with different amounts of follow-up. So it is far from a perfect or statistically legitimate comparison, but it at least puts their efficacy in the same range that I hope will give people comfort with that choice. The practical issues had to do with the trial will include a placebo control for the group that is not getting bevacizumab. And we had entertained allowing physicians to choose whether they wanted to use a dose-dense schedule or an every 3 week schedule for the AC. And that made things a practical nightmare and just logistically impossible, because you would have different durations of chemotherapy, some patients getting their therapy on an every 2 week basis, some on an every 3 week basis. So you would need a different dose of bevacizumab for patients based on their chemotherapy schedule that would then switch as they progressed in their treatment and moved on to the weekly taxane. And to try and figure out how to logistically manage that and make sure people were getting the right drugs in the right doses just became impossible as we looked at having a placebo control.
Placebo control infusion?
Yes, for the first 6 months.
Wow.
So the full adjuvant trial actually has three arms. The simple way to look at it is everybody gets the same chemotherapy. Arm A gets no bevacizumab. Arm B gets 6 months of bevacizumab, essentially concurrently with their chemotherapy. And arm C gets 12 months of bevacizumab, 6 months with chemotherapy and then an additional 6 months of maintenance. So the first 6 months of therapy are blinded and placebo-controlled, and at the end of chemotherapy, patients and their physicians will be told to which arm they have been randomized and whether they're continuing for an additional 6 months.